Jesus. That's right. Jesus is what God provided that was better. Jesus is the hope that these people had that they never got to see. They died before all these things happened, right? Jesus was the one who was better. Now, if we look at that next statement, look at that next statement. Let's read it. Let's read it together. Verse 40. See it up there or in your Bibles, either one. Since God had provided something better, here we go, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Did you ever think about something like that? Did you ever think that the life that you live helps those who are already dead be made perfect? Have you ever thought about that? Well, Eric, they're already dead and gone. They're in heaven, right? Well, what would the writer of Hebrews mean? So that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. What does that mean? Well, you know what? Here's what the preacher is saying in Hebrews. The high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ establishes a great unbroken cord of faith that stretches from the beginning of human history all the way to the heavenly sanctuary in the city of God, where the cord has been securely fastened and anchored by who? By Jesus. Yes, you see, this cord has come to be known the parabola of salvation. Any mathematicians in the crowd? The parabola of salvation. And it turns out to be just the pathway traveled by the Son, not just something Jesus formed, and this is where it's important, but a chain of faithful people holding on to the cord and to each other. So think about this cord coming from the middle of the screen, right? This cord coming from the middle of the screen, coming through this church and out the front door. All right, let's think about that for a minute. This parabola of salvation. And it comes out of there, and if we would look through the screen, who's back there? Eventually. Who's there in the last 10 years? Who's there in the last 50 years? Who's there in the last 100 years? You hear what I'm saying, folks? Who was it that brought us to this place? Who was it that helps us be sitting here, right now, giving God praise and listening to this boring sermon? Talking about this some parabola of salvation. Right? But this is really cool. It's really cool. It is by this cord of faith that Jesus brings many children to glory and makes all of the saints perfect. However, folks, there's a problem. There is a gap in the line of the faithful. There is a gap in the line of the faithful. There's a space in the ark to be filled by those who hear the gospel. And who is that? You and me. You are exactly right. Us. We are to step up to the cord and join with those who through the ages have held on by faith. It is in this sense of forming the unbroken community of faith. Can you see this in your mind's eye? Can you see this in your mind's eye? The unbroken community of faith that our ancestors would not, apart from us, be made perfect. So now this great cord is passing through this sanctuary right here, right now. Matter of fact, next week I might even have a cord hanging here. Because I know some of you are short on imagination, right? So this great cord is passing through this sanctuary, and guess what, folks? It's our turn to form the human links of faith that join the whole chain to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? Do you understand? It is up to us. You don't understand? You want me to preach a little longer? It's up to us to grab a hold of that cord, folks, to grab a hold of each other, to step up and support the ministries of this church, because you're here. Support the ministries of this church so that we can do what? Change people's lives for Jesus. Isn't that what our mission is, right?